USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is rejecting President Trump's claim that he enjoys immunity from state criminal proceedings while in office, finding a New York grand jury may obtain his tax records, but blocked parallel efforts by congressional Democrats to obtain his tax documents in two separate 7-2 opinions issued on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on Thursday offered support for extending the enhanced pandemic unemployment benefit, which expires at the end of the month, but at a lower payout than the current $600 a week. Mnuchin telling CNBC,
"We knew there was a problem with enhanced unemployment and that certain cases people were paid more than they made in their jobs. That was a technical fix. We were in emergency. We went along with that. We're going to fix that technical fix. We're going to make sure that people are incented to go back to jobs."
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
A top Republican leader is supporting President Trump's call for schools to reopen this fall. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy telling reporters that it's not a matter if schools should reopen, but how they should do so safely.
"And we are not done with our fight against this virus, but we are on the road to rebuild and renew and restore this nation."
The California Republican also telling reporters he's happy to attend the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida next month, despite a resurgence of COVID-19 in that state.
General Motors making the announcement that they're keeping the price of their 2021 Corvette Stingray the same as this year's model. The car will go on sale in the fourth quarter and cost about $60,000. It will be available in two new colors, Red Mist Metallic and Silver Flare Metallic. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Recent Rasmussen Reports survey found that 75% of likely U.S. voters do not believe that Mount Rushmore should be closed or changed because two of the four presidents it honors, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson, were slave owners. Republican Governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem, tells Fox News Mount Rushmore isn't going anywhere.
"Oh, absolutely. I think it's important we protect our history. This isn't about equality anymore. This is a radical rewriting of our history to take away our freedoms and liberties. It's really trying to rewrite the foundation of this country. And so it's alarming to me. I'm thankful that the president made the statement that he made in his speech about protecting Mount Rushmore and other monuments across the country. It's incredibly important that we recognize that the founders, those in the past, are certainly not perfect individuals, but we can learn something from them, and we need to focus on the virtues they brought us as well."
On Thursday, the United States imposed sanctions on Chinese officials, including a member of the Chinese Communist Party's powerful Politburo, accusing them of serious human rights abuses against Uyghur Muslim minorities, a move likely to further ratchet up tensions between Washington and Beijing. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.